I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Foreign donors have pledged more than $3 billion for Nepal's quake relief. Baptist Global Response has raised about $1.2 million for food, shelter, and some other essentials. Given the numbers, it may seem kind of insignificant compared to what's given by other nations, but BGR's support might help more than you think. BGR's Jeff Palmer explains why.
Go back to the Bible. The love of Christ compels us to minister and take care of those who can't take them. And in that, what a wonderful way that we as followers of Jesus can make Christ known around the world.
Food for the Hungry always enters an area with an exit plan, and a small community in Bangladesh is providing the perfect example. See, during the 8 years that the organizations introduced ideas about communication, hygiene, youth education, women empowerment, and the gospel, the locals have been soaking up the information. They're taking the ideas and making them their own. 43 savings groups have started, and a few women have even started their own small businesses. You can get the details about what's going on there through links at our website. And did you know that there's a group in India whose name means peddler's pack? They're the Banjara, and they're the largest gypsy group in the country. For years, they've been seen as outcasts. But because of the rejection, doors are opening for Christians to love and accept them. Greg Kelly of World Mission says,
there's over 6 million of them just in India alone, and the evangelical percentage is 0%. So it's the first time, literally, that they're hearing the good news of Jesus Christ.
So World Mission's handing out their audio Bibles to share the gospel. If you want details, go to missionnews.org. Because you've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.